Before we start, you know, we've had two trustees lose people who are very close to them in the last several weeks, and that is heartbreaking. And just wanted to, if everybody is all right with it, just have a moment of silence in their memory and in their honor. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay. We don't need roll call today. No. All right. Finance. Jay, you're up. I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're supposed to, like, see someone with a stick, right?
So, the information in your packet, as per our discussion last month, and our estimate, I'm prepared to levy request a 5% increase, which is what our limit is. And then, in addition to that, we have the bond levy abatement. That particular bond we pay out of the federal levy, which is the guarantee bond, basically. And so we have to abate that, otherwise, they'll extend that levy. And so the two kind of go in hand. The levy will need to be filed by the last Tuesday in December, and then the county clerk will calculate it and extend it upon the EAD, and it will fall where it falls. If any questions on any of the details, the sheet right here kind of explains these are the levies. The bond levies follow the bond document. Of course, this is the bond repayment schedule. The only one we're messing with, that's what we're dealing with on the bond side, is to abate one of them. Mm-hmm. So they pay
that lease. Mm-hmm. If there are any questions on any specific levies, they'll be happy to entertain them. Simply
5% across the board.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that, Stephen.
On levy abatement. That is what it is.
We do that every year.
Every year. Yep. Until we pay it off, more likely. And then we have... After that, we have our surplus ordinance, which is mostly old vehicles, trailers that we've replaced, recycled out, and we're getting a little crowded with these days. So our plan is to, historically what we've done in the past couple of years, is to use the iBid auction site, which has been very good to us. So it reaches, casts a wider net. And get better bids, and it's kind of, I think it's pretty much fair to most people get a chance to bid on a vehicle if they want it, and you know, it really grows out there. So all of that equipment is considered surplus equipment because it's been replaced with new. Anybody has any questions on any specific pieces? I'd be happy to get that information.
I have just one question. How are we doing with our cycle of replacement of our really old equipment? Stuff that's, you know, I know that we've been on a mission for a while to cycle out the, you know, the van with the hole in the floor, that kind of thing. And I just wanted to know, which is long gone.
Pretty much turned over, almost all of our vehicles.
What about the other kinds of equipment?
Mowers. So mowing equipment, we're getting there.
Okay.
I think we still have some old mowers. We still have some old tractors. Although we were actually discussing one particular tractor recently, and tractors last quite a bit longer than your average truck. Those you have to look at them individually and see if they're still viable, if they're a viable alternative. They're costing us more to keep them on because a replacement tractor is quite expensive. They're more expensive than vehicles now.
And I think also moving to the lease option has really flipped over more vehicles.
Yeah, it has. Mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
Good.
So, and unfortunately, the factory can't keep up. That's what we're facing, this factory delay. In a different time, I feel kind of fortunate that in the COVID year we got, what, 7 that first shipment?
Tractors?
The mower trucks.
Oh, the trucks.
7 trucks on the lease?
11.
It's really nice. We're probably not going to see that for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they basically shut us down and canceled our order last time, and now it's basically going to be one vehicle at a time.
We got too good of a deal, we cut into the margin.
And good job.
On the municipal market, they have very thin margins, and so they're making less vehicles available to the municipal agencies. But we're getting there. I think we really have pretty much turned the vehicle in the field. I'm trying to think of old Dodge.
From the
80s. Yeah, that was about the end of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Anybody else have any questions?
Just one other thing about the Warriors project. Is there any updates?
No, it's not going. The contract will be got injured again, so he's been laid up for a while. In the end, it's not a big deal. You were never going to inventory all the equipment for an as-of date. That's supposed to happen. So whenever it gets done, we'll go through it to find out if there's anything on the list of the recent intro months.
Okay.
And I'll take off.
I told him he was too old to play soccer, so I wonder some more perspective on that.
Well,
put him in bubble wrap, one or the other.
He's going to be out for four to 6 weeks in total. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
He'll get well. And let me know when you're ready to come back at it, and we'll pick up where left off.
Okay.
Good. I think he's probably about halfway through.
Okay.
Oh, inventory?
Yeah.
We need to check that thing off our list.
Yeah,
it will be
good. Fiscal year end.
I like how you said that.
Oh, that's my year end.
So you don't celebrate, on the 1st? I'm the
31st.
Just asking.
I'm the executive 30th.
Okay. Rec and marketing?
Yes, ma'am. So you have a copy of our draft policy for the board to consider. It's going to give us some staff some guidance and set some standards and help us communicate with the public and of course bring this into compliance. So it's a good tool.
With compliance with?
To make sure we have something in place if
there's a requirement. I'm glad we're having it, but I just...
Yeah, there's several requirements that we're looking at. So there's the FOIA and how long we have to keep government documents, and these are considered documents. So all of it's FOIA, even strings or threads that run on. We have to log all of that information. We've got some strategies in place of how we're going to go about retaining that information, probably using an outside firm to help with us with that. The other thing, and I'll say that, we haven't had any issues with this recently, but we're very active in social media, and I think all of you have probably been involved with some of that. So we want to get ahead of this. So when people post things to our Facebook page, as an example, we want to have a kind of a standard of under what circumstances would we remove a post, right? So if it's hate speech or inappropriate comments, things like this. If it's somebody that says, I don't think you should have built a dog park, you should build a skate park instead, we will leave those up if it's germane to what we're posting. But things that clearly cross, we want to draw a line of when we would remove it.
No, it's a good idea.
So it's in draft form. Take a look at it if you have any comments, suggestions, thoughts, or ideas. We're ready for action this month, but if the board wants to take more time to take a look at it, we're in no big hurry. So we also, I know Stephen reached out to Secretary of State on the records retention to make sure we were in compliance, and we wrote the policy in a way to mirror that.
Oh, good. Yeah, you definitely want to be in sync.
Yeah.
Other questions? Board meeting dates 2023. Has everybody taken a look?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just say that staff recommend keeping it on the same schedule that we do now, which is the committee meeting on the second Wednesday of the month, the board meeting on the third Wednesday of the month. All the meetings will be at 5:30. For our board meetings, we did plan 6 of the 12 board meetings at alternate sites.
Good.
So we tried picking some of our most heavily used locations. We also picked some locations that we have not hosted a board meeting at, either in quite some time or perhaps never.
The gazebo?
No, we're all indoors, but the police headquarters, as an example. We're going to the police headquarters. And
good job, Chief.
Yep. And I got a date at Rodney Rogers Pitt Stadium with Jamie Toole that we'll host the August board meeting out there, which will be right at the end of the season, so it'll be a good time to do that as well. So. You're more than welcome. We expect you to come.
Right, all of them.
Right, because you're not on the board. That doesn't. We shouldn't change anything. You may have to sit on that side of the line. So, if the board has any other thoughts or suggestions, but you know, we tried to again get the board out and the public out to just different venues throughout the community. We did them about every other month. So, this is the draft schedule. We do need, by law, we do need to approve this and set the schedule for all of next year during this December meeting cycle.
Anybody have any concerns or heartburn? I will just tell you that I will be at my son's wedding on the 15th of February. I think I have a legitimate excuse. I'm not going to ask you guys to change it, but I'm definitely, I'll wave at you from there.
From all my years with city council, yes. One of the first things I looked at, because it actually happened to us, we didn't realize we set a council meeting on Valentine's Day.
Oh, ouch.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
That was one of the first things I looked at there.
And everybody was in the doghouse. Pretty much.
I think that was actually the first and fastest meeting, and I don't think you did. I think somebody may have told Dan Cam to smash that.
Okay. So everybody's okay with that. Long-range planning. Jason?
A couple high-level updates here. November's always really busy for us. We're trying to wrap everything up as construction season is winding down. The Lemur Langer exhibit made good headway after rebidding that project, if you all remember. We actually got to start construction later in the fall. Had it surveyed again, had the concrete floor put in, had block in, had rough in plumbing done, and now it's kind of stalled because of the weather. So we filed that extension for IDNR's recommendation to us. They knew since we had rebid it, it was out of our control, went ahead and got that extension letter from IDNR all the way through to December 31st of 2022. So basically, we have all next year to get that job complete. I'm confident, I hope, and pray that everything will be in here, we'll get it all done, but it's just one of those things. But we've had a good relationship with DNR, they understand where we're sitting at, they sign off that extension very fast. But that project right now is shut down because of the weather. As you all know, we worked with the Parks Foundation, got the trail shelter complete on Interurban, looks great. That's all done, staff did that. Got benches installed, bike rack installed, so it turned out really nice. We're waiting on a plaque. We'll get that installed sooner than later. The standalone playground replacement plan that you guys approved, what was that? May, June, I forget. Mm-hmm. That's all done now as well. Staff got the final couple pieces in, actually since last week. So that is done. And Lincoln Green's Phase 5 was completed in November, too. That was a project we did along with Sherman Park. Sherman Park did not get complete. The contractor got busy, but we got Lincoln Green's Phase 5 done. And for those of you that don't know, we've been chipping away at this cart path installation for quite a few years. We only have 2 holes left to go. And we'll be completing wall-to-wall cart path at Lincoln Green, which is huge.
It is.
So it helps our cart revenue. It will keep carts out. During weather, even like today at Lincoln Green, we'll have carts out as long as, you know, huge for us, so 2 holes left, which is really nice.
Drainage at Lincoln Green, I what?
Ongoing process, yes, we finished up another project this year.
Yeah.
So we got
the one thing I still hear about.
Sure, and you're going to continue to hear about it for a long time, because that plan is, you know, a 10 to 15 to 20 year plan to do that whole course. So we just keep chipping away with the bond money that we have and the budget that we have and the stuff we can do in house. We just keep chipping away every year. Goal is to just continue to do one project every season if we can. And that's what we've done so far since we got the plan done back in 18.
Okay.
It's a process.
And it's getting better and better.
And it's getting better, yeah.
Have you talked to the golfers?
I have. We had the golf advisory committee that Lance arranged. We had a meeting with them.
Oh!
So we've had numerous opportunities for them. Probably get fixed overnight, they know that.
Okay.
The ones that play a lot and understand that, so.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thanks.
Can we briefly just get the board an update on what happened with Holiday Lights and what the solution ended up being?
We had a water main break that was on the main line coming in. So we had to shut down water for the entire zoo. So we closed, I think, one day for that. Our staff were able to repair it. It was like 11 feet deep underneath the asphalt path in front of, like, Australia. When you walk into the zoo and you're looking at the penguins, it's over to the right. Our staff did all the repairs in-house. Within, I think, a couple days, we got it back up and running. So Holiday Lights, that the next time we had Holiday Lights was that weekend, and we were up and rolling for it. So.
Yeah, and like I said, I just thought that it was a big enough event that we should cover it in the meeting.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Any update on grants? Are we hearing any rumblings out of DNR? Because I'm really, that veterans, I'm excited about that.
Keep your fingers crossed. Make the calls to the people that you know so you can push the project. When they announced the grants, the kind of behind the scenes discussion that was that IDNR had planned to make grant awards by the end of this fiscal year, but the end of the calendar year. We're
getting
quickly coming close to the end of the calendar year. And I haven't heard anything from IDNR, so
okay.
I don't think we'll hear anything this year, but we'll see. Yeah, so short answer is no.
Okay.
No updates.
All right. Police Department?
Might have been answering any questions you might have regarding the November department report. It wasn't as busy of a month as many of the months have been this year. That was kind of a refreshing change. Seasonally, the patron levels go down, the traffic levels go down, so not as busy month as normal for November. And again, a refreshing change. The only thing we have that I really wanted to make you aware of coming up in the near future is on December 21st, annually, the police department has always done a kind of spin-off of the Toys for Tots event out of Aaron's Pavilion for the day school. We're doing that again. We've got at least 25 youngsters that we're going to be giving gifts to through the Toys for Tots program. We're going to have a police officer dressed up as Santa Claus and perhaps another police officer dressed up as Buddy the Elf. We're kind of still in negotiation with them to do that.
That's going to cost you a lot of candy canes.
It's going to cost you a lot of beer. It's a 6'8" elf that I can access from state police. And I have a ridiculous elf-like garb that I put on myself. So we're doing that next.
What time?
At 1 at Aaron's. And we always look forward to that. So I just wanted to make you aware that that was going on. It's a happy event that we really, really enjoy. We traditionally have done another event involving American Legion and a homeless veteran dinner. And unfortunately, we were contacted by the people that scheduled that and told that that was not going to happen this year. They asked for, instead of in-kind contributions of a dinner, they asked for in-kind cash contributions, which unfortunately got a lot of goodwill and a lot of canned food, but not a lot of extra cash laying around. So that we didn't get a chance to do this year. And moving into January, we'll have three additional officers that will be certified. It sounds a little more grandiose than it is, but still really important. We'll get three guys that, certified as lead homicide investigators, which is kind of the highest level of preliminary investigation certification that you can have. We'll get about three more of those by the middle of January, thanks to some local training opportunities that we've got people enrolled in. And that'll bring our whole complement to 5, which is a nice number to have, a good contingent number to have.
Great.
Hopefully we never need it.
Exactly.
That'll also segues into a lot of different types of things you might do with this sexual assault investigation, segue into having that lead homicide investigator certificate. So I don't know that we're going to need the lead homicide part, but some of the other lesser included components are something that we're going to be calling out, I'm sure, in the future, unfortunately.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you.
Is there anything you guys need for the 21st? Some of the board members?
Good question.
You are absolutely welcome to come out and take a look at the spectacle and to take part in the revelry and whatnot, but there's really nothing that we need.
Is Mrs. Claus cover?
My Mrs. Claus?
No.
I don't know if she's coming.
You need a Mrs. Claus.
Oh, no.
And the kids seem to really enjoy it. I know the cops really enjoy it. It's one of the highlights of the year, quite frankly, for us.
That's lovely. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome.
Stephen?
I wanted to discuss the law addition to the staff report. We have scheduled the reservation for the conference, the RAID conference. We're very large contingent this year, and I think this is money well spent.
Mm-hmm.
So the educational opportunities here are great, and they have direct application to everything that we do here. And it was interesting because Doug, my accounting supervisor, came to me, he was looking for them. I really wish there was a class I could take. I said, well, there are. It's okay. You know, they discuss very specific laws regarding things that we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we have a nice contingency going. I'm excited about it this year. It'll be fun. Always an excellent learning experience, and we'll all get knowledgeable.
And the ideas you get are just tremendous. Mm-hmm. I mean, just from talking to other park districts and going through the downstairs where all the vendors are, and you see what's even available. I mean, it's kind of, it's really wonderful.
It's a big condition.
Yeah, it's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your sneakers. Thank you, Steve. Rick and Mark, please.
Yes, I want to point out one thing very specifically, so Maura and I, just to remind you all that we do have our ribbon cutting on the Santa House. And all of our partners have been invited to attend that, so that's going to be 5 p.m. tomorrow night.
No rain, right?
At Lincoln Park. We're working on that.
Is it Lincoln Park or Robin Roberts?
It's at Lincoln Park.
Okay.
Where at Lincoln?
You're going to see it set up. We'll have the ADA ramp and everything. I believe it's up by the pavilion.
Okay.
Is that you're going to be there?
I'm not for sure.
Okay, just because I will dictate what my three-year-old comes
in. Well, I can see that.
To
start a...
The big guy's got to make an appearance.
That is the schedule for that visit, if you will. So I anticipate that Santa will be there. I can get that clarified for you.
Maybe he's a mysterious jolly fellow.
Can't always pin it down yet.
Yeah.
He might have some elf business.
Just wanted to invite the group. Went out to that, and staff worked really hard on it. And we're very grateful to have all the partners that we had stepped up and helped us.
Yeah, good job on that. Quick question I have about the horseshoes. I know we talked to them. Did we get some small, some things done for them that had been discussed?
Yeah, but we're waiting on the list from them of potential improvement items they may be looking at next year. So we haven't had anything yet, but once we get that, we'll take a look at it.
We had a meeting with them, and they had some smaller, what I would call smaller items that would,
low-hanging fruit
that would make a big difference to them. And it's in the district's best interest, the community's best interest, to have them be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I will tell you, since that meeting, I will not betray their confidentiality, but they have some really exciting news for next year. I'll just leave it at that to start building some hype for them. So,
okay.
Yeah, super excited what they're doing out there.
They're gonna go to the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're making any promises there.
Yeah, I know. Does anybody else have anything? I just want to wish everybody a wonderful holiday season and safe holiday season with your families. So, and to thank the staff, because you guys make us look good all year round. And for that, I am personally truly grateful, and I hope you and your families have a wonderful holiday season.
I had a holiday gathering before I came here tonight, and yes, a lady there who spent a fair amount of time in the park was praising us upside, one down, and up and down, both sides, and comments on what a wonderful job we're doing in the park. So,
yeah.
That's a nice holiday.
That's the majority of the public. You know, the board often hears from people who are upset about something,
yeah,
right? You know, because most people have that experience. You just may not hear it.
She's just so pleased with everything.
Yeah, I mean,
everything that we've done for.
And it takes all the pieces of the puzzle to make it happen, right? So it's rec and maintenance and the police and our maintenance crews and our accounting folks and our everybody part of the team, because nobody can just do it for themselves. So thank you all.
Yeah.
Much appreciated. With that, I think we're adjourned. Thank you.